Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing with you on the subject of what to do when it looks like things aren't working for you. And we're giving you principles that you need to be established in. This is in all areas of your life. What to do when things don't look like they're working. First of all, God is your source. Be sure that God is your total source. The Lord's my light, my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He's your strength. He's your healer. He's your wisdom. He's your provider. He's your all in all. Let the Lord be your total source. Secondly, rely on the covenant that you have. He has given us a covenant. We are now in covenant relationship with Him. He's ever mindful of His covenant. He keeps His covenant and He brings it into manifestation. We have a part to play. That's our responsibility, and He will carry out His word, and you can rely on the covenant relationship. God has made a covenant sworn by Himself. He is never going to alter that covenant. He's never going to not perform the word of His covenant. A third principle is submission to God. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God. You've got to learn to submit yourself to the Lord. You can't just do things your own way. Submit it to God, and then you resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Yield yourself unto him. Yield your members unto righteousness. Yield yourself, your mouth, your mind, your heart, everything about you to walk in the ways of God. A fourth principle is walk in the fear of the Lord. Have the fear of the Lord. When you have the fear of the Lord, you'll hate evil and you won't walk in the ways of sin. And this is important because if you're walking in the ways of sin, you can't win your battles. A lot of Christians are wondering why things aren't working, and yet they got sin in the camp, and no wonder they're not seeing the victory. The Bible says that the angel of the Lord, encamps round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Is the enemy getting through? The angel of the Lord must not be camping round about you. It's only for those who are walking in the fear of the Lord, which means you're going to walk in reverential respect to God, and you're going to hate sin and turn away from it in your life. Another principle is don't blame God. Don't ever fall back and think that God is not on your side. God's for you. If God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord loves you, and He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. Psalms 84:11. Remember that scripture. He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. If you're walking uprightly, God's not going to hold anything back from you. He's going to give you the promises of God because He has already blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All the promises are spiritual blessings because before they become natural realm blessings, and He's going to bring them into manifestation as you act on the Word. We also mentioned don't fall for the sovereignty of God explanation that God has independent authority and He can do whatever He wants. That is false. God has sworn by Himself according to His covenant, and He's going to do what His word says. If we have the word on it, He's going to bring it to pass. God doesn't say yes for one and no for you and maybe for you. That's not so. God's promises are true. 2 Corinthians 1:20, He says that all the promises of God are yea and in Him amen. So many people have fallen into this lie of believing the sovereignty of God is the reason why things don't come to pass. They say, well, I guess God doesn't want me to be prosperous. I guess God doesn't want me to be healed. That's a lie. Jesus went to the cross. He bore away your sickness for healing to be granted to you. He became poor that you might have all your needs met. He's already provided it for you. It is the will of God for you to prosper and be in health. Don't ever fall for that lie. It is absolutely the will of God for all the promises to come to pass. And don't think that for one minute that He's a respecter of persons. What He's done for one, He'll do for all. If He's healed one, He'll heal all. If He's prospered one, He'll prosper all. He will bring His promises to pass in your life. You also need to ask for wisdom. Wisdom is the broad picture of, it's the Greek word Sophia, being able to see things clearly as God sees. A lot of times we don't see things correctly. We're not understanding what's going on. We need to have God's wisdom so we can perceive things properly when it looks like things aren't working. Another point we talked about is get in the Word and put on that armor of God. You've got to get in the Word, put on the armor of God. You're going to be inwardly empowered and releasing power flowing forth out of you, manifesting the power of God. And this is very important, because if you'll be inwardly empowered through the Word and releasing it, the enemy is not going to be able to stand. You're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and you're going to drive out the enemy and smite everything that comes against you, and you're going to see the promises come to pass. Proverbs 3, maintain trust in the Lord and His Word. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He shall direct your paths. Praise God. Another principle we looked at the conclusion of the broadcast was about confessing God's Word. The Bible says that we confess with our mouth unto salvation. We are to hold fast our confession. The reason you speak forth the Word is because that's the way you release your faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, the way the spirit of faith works, I believe, therefore I've spoken. We believe the Word in our heart, and then we speak it forth to bring it into manifestation. Whatever Word we have in us, we're going to speak it to release it, and we're going to hold fast our confession. Because as you speak the Word, Jesus, our High Priest in heaven, takes it, confesses it before the Father and before the angels, and they see that it comes to pass in your life. Another principle we're going to talk about today is the area of rejoicing. It is important that we learn to rejoice when the enemy's pressure comes in. You know, in Nehemiah 8:10, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need that strength. In fact, if you look up the word strength, you study it out, it really means a fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. You need to be protected. You need to be in that position where you are not letting the enemy have place, because the devil comes to try to steal your joy. And if he can get to pull your joy down, you'll get into anxiety and doubt and unbelief and negativism, and you will not maintain that joy in the Lord. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Remember, you're just a partaker of Christ's sufferings when these fiery trials come. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials to come to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Sometimes Christians say, well, how in the world did this ever come to me? What in the world's going on? You're a partaker of Christ's sufferings. It is the enemy coming against you to try to take the Word out of your heart so it will not produce fruit. In fact, God's Word is working when the enemy's coming against you. That's a sure sign that the Word must be doing something. Otherwise, the devil wouldn't be coming against you. God wants you to keep your eyes on Him. Keep rejoicing. There, you may feel heaviness. You may have all these temptations come against you. But He says, greatly rejoice. God is at work to bring forth His promises, and He will deliver you from those attacks that are coming against you in your life. Another thing that's important is you've got to deal with sin. Romans 6, verse 11 says that we are dead indeed unto sin and alive unto God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body. What's the answer? Yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. If you yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, you're going to have death working at you. Yield yourselves to God. Yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, and you're going to see His promises come. God wants you to overcome sin. Sin has no dominion over you. Don't let sin be in the camp. You know, the Bible talks about laying aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. Don't let the devil have place in those areas, because sin in the camp will hinder you from receiving from the Lord, from receiving the promises of God in your life. And you've got to let go of everything that what the devil's done to you, especially deal with unforgiveness, deal with that bitterness, deal with all the negatives that you have. This is the enemy simply trying to deceive you through unrighteousness. The deceivableness of unrighteousness works through Satan to get you into sin, because all unrighteousness is sin. And when you get into sin, then you are out of fellowship with God, and then you're not going to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. It's so important that you overcome and strive against that sin. How are you going to do it? Through the Word of God and through yielding your members unto the Word of righteousness. Praise God. Talking about dealing with unforgiveness and bitterness and these things, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You cannot have bitterness. You have bitterness, you're going to lose your peace. You can't have wrath and anger and clamor and all this evil speaking. You are going to hinder the faith of God working for you. You can't let corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but only that that ministers edification to the hearers. You can't be speaking the word one minute and then speaking according to the flesh or doubting unbelief or negativism the next and think that God's power is going to work. Your faith will work if you keep it applied. Put away all that evil speaking. Forgive. If you won't forgive, then God is not going to be able to forgive you. Remember, if you don't forgive from your heart, you're turned over to the tormentors. And sometimes people don't see things happening because they have allowed unforgiveness to get a hold of them. They've allowed themselves to get into bitterness or resentment. They've allowed the devil to work through strife. The Bible says when there's strife and envy, there's going to be all kinds of evil works working against. Another principle is for you to walk in love at all times. God has given us a commandment. In John chapter 13, verse 34, he says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another." You know, that's how people are going to know that you're a true disciple, if you have love one to another. God wants you to walk in love. It's a commandment. Anytime you're outside of love, then we're in sin. And when we're in sin, then the door is open for the enemy to work, and we're not going to see the victory come to pass in our life. It is imperative that you walk in love. I see so many Christians, they're discouraged, they're down because they aren't seeing the promises come to pass because they try to take a scripture and just believe it and confess it and expect it, everything just to come to pass. And they haven't dealt with areas in their life. They haven't dealt with the unforgiveness and the bitterness. They haven't dealt with all the negatives that have come in. They aren't walking in love. They just speak whatever they want all the time. They aren't speaking words of edification. They're not showing forth love. You must walk in love. You absolutely have been commanded to walk in love at all times. Your faith won't even work. The faith worketh by love. Your faith isn't going to move your mountain. It's not going to receive from the Lord and see the victory unless you walk in love. See, we've got to come in line with all the principles of God, and then His promises will come to pass. Let God be your source. You've got a covenant with Him. He's going to bring it into manifestation. Yield and submit to Him. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Never blame God, and don't think that He's choosing to not do something for you. He'll perform His word. Get the wisdom of God. Get in the word. Get the armor of God on. Get strong in the word within and release the power of it. Maintain trust in Him. Always confess the word of God. Rejoice in every situation. Overcome that sin. Walk in love and watch God bring the promises to pass in your life. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.